Blake McDonald joins us once again. Blake, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, guys, and I agree with you. Metallica, especially the old stuff, you gotta love that stuff.
Oh, it's hard not to, man. That was some great, like, for you want to get fired up, you play a little Metallica every now and then.
Absolutely. You feel like you can take on the world.
Now, today, Blake, we want to get into, and we've talked a lot about exercise, and obviously diet's very important too, right? The great line is you can't work off a bad diet. You know, eventually it's going to catch up to you. But we're at a time now where a lot of people, you know, they just don't exercise as much as they should. So let's get into maybe the psychology of it, why people aren't exercising.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that is something that we deal with and we talk a lot about because, you know, there's actually four types of people in this world. There's what we call non-believers. They're the people that they don't believe fitness can help their life. It's about 10% of the population. Then you have, like, at the other end of the spectrum, you have these fanatics, and they're guys who can kind of, they make it their everyday life. They love the feeling of working out. They like getting their butt kicked. They're kind of freaks a little bit. They're about 5% of the population. The other 85% of the population falls into a couple of other areas. We call them both uninitiated believers and initiated believers. And so these are the guys that, you know, uninitiated believers think that fitness can make a big difference in their lives, but something's preventing them from acting. And initiated believers, they also believe fitness can make a big difference in their life. And then they've actually made they've made the decision to join. So that's about 85% of the population. And the reason why they believe that is they've read the millions of articles that are out there about the benefits of fitness. And they believe wholeheartedly they can get healthier and live a longer, more fulfilling life with fitness. But for some reason, they either can't get over the barrier of starting a fitness routine. If they do get started, they have trouble getting results and eventually quitting. And even if they do get results, they can't stick to it. You know, the issues they deal with are many, but at the end of the day, they stop working out because in their minds, the incremental benefits of working out don't exceed whatever those pain points are. So that's the psychology behind it.
And really, the facts in working out is it's kind of like an RRSP where you put in the investment now and you might not see the real dividends till the end. And in a sense, you don't ever see them other than, okay, if you look in the mirror, oh, you know what, my biceps are a little bigger. Yeah, you know what, maybe my caboose is a little bit tighter and that's all great. But really, you know, being healthier and living a healthier lifestyle, we don't really know it's going to happen until we're 60 plus.
Yeah, and it's not instant gratification.
Yeah.
Like lots of people, like for most of the people, other than those fanatics, so that 5% of the population, working out sucks. Like, you know, it's not fun to get your butt kicked. Ask Maj. You know, it is not a fun thing. But at the end of the day, you have to make the psychological connection that those benefits outweigh all the pain points that exist.
So when we look at those, you know, the uninitiated believers and the initiated believers, that 85%, which is, pretty substantial percentage of it. How do you maintain, like, how do you get those 85% to become maybe more of the regular worker? Like, I'm sure you've seen cases, the odd person that can do it. Is it just sheer willpower, or are there some other tips to make you go from being in that 85% to suddenly being in the small percentage that will actually do it regularly?
Well, yeah, and you know, Jason, what it is you have to kind of start with what's preventing them from doing it in the first place. And so that's a good place for us to talk about. Like, if you look at it, there's a bunch of reasons why people just can't get over the hump. Why don't they just decide to start? And, you know, they know that fitness and health are good for them. Why don't they just go and do something about it? And so there's a bunch of things or pain points that are stopping them. Things like priorities, like, you know, you got kids and a wife and work and all these other activities. Time is a big thing. You know, finding enough time in the day. Maybe they're embarrassed. You know, embarrassed how they look. Maybe they're intimidated. You know, they're going to the gym. They don't know really what to do, so they don't want to look stupid. They don't want to be judged. You know, maybe they're scared of the financial commitment. They don't want to get locked into a contract. But you know, the biggest thing that we see is for a large majority of the population is this whole concept that, you know, working out is not fun. And so, at the end of the day, what changes for someone from an uninitiated believer to an initiated believer, in other words, they actually take action, is the belief that these incremental benefits will outweigh the pain points. And so speaking, for the fitness industry as a whole, we recognize this. And I think there's a lot of movements around trying to diminish a lot of these pain points, like having great onboarding processes for members, having both paid and complimentary programming, month-to-month memberships, so making the financial commitment a little less intimidating, and making the facilities more comfortable or as comfortable as possible. I can tell you at World Health, it's our number one priority. It's what we talk about every day. How do we remove all these pain points and allow people to get started?
Blake McDonald from World Health joins us. Now, Blake, you mentioned how there are guys and gals who get started but don't get results and then eventually get frustrated and stop doing it. Where are they going wrong that they're not getting results?
Well, it's funny. If you look inside of a gym, there's three types of people. There's a fanatic, the guy we've already talked about. They don't care. They're there to work out. They don't talk to me. They want a clean gym. They want good customer service. There's a second type of person who, they want those things too. They want the clean gym. They want the good customer service, but they don't know what they're doing. So they want help. They want direction with their workouts. And then there's the third type of person who, they want what one and two wants, but they also want education on what they can do away from the gym to change their lifestyle. They want direction on their nutrition. They want to know why they're doing what they're doing. So they want education. And what we see in a lot of situations is that a lot of people are actually person number two or three. So they need direction and education. But they actually, they come in thinking that they're person number one, that all, don't talk to me, leave me alone. So they don't show, or they refuse to book for their onboarding process. The reason they give is, well, I'm going to try it on my own first before, I get any help. And in the end, they go in, they start working out, they hit nothing but the treadmill, they don't see any results. And after 30 days, they get frustrated and they eventually quit. And there's a well-known fact in the industry, 90% of people that actually get results that they were looking for when they first came into the gym took part in the programs or services of the club. So the important piece is that people have to be honest with themselves and honest with whoever it is that they're going to for that program to say, listen, this is the type of person I am. Here's what I'm looking for. I don't know what I'm doing. I need motivation. I need direction. I need education. And then, really commit to getting that help.
I got a lot more questions. We're out of time. So I want to continue this next week, because I do want to continue more on the people that kind of fall off the wagon and how to get back on. And I love your point there, how a lot of us, okay, you know what? I want all this, but I think I know what I'm doing. And we're kind of scared to ask for help, because somehow it's kind of like, well, I don't want to be embarrassed. I'm 30 years old, or I'm 40 years old, or I'm 25. I should know how to work out properly. And in most cases, we just don't, right?
No, well, and it's not that you don't know. You might know some things, but I mean, you can always learn. And like the guys that get the greatest results, they're forever educating themselves. So, as a person who doesn't have time to educate themselves, why wouldn't you come in and seek help or seek advice from professionals, or, at least, enroll yourself in some of the complimentary programs that are available that allow you to give you a bigger background of exercises and better variety to try what might actually work best for you. So yeah, I mean, I think, what I would encourage everyone to do is, if you're in that two or three spot, type two or three type person, to make sure that you're honest with yourself and you ask for that help.
Blake, great stuff, man. We'll continue this next Monday. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, sounds good, guys.